Who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's the 95 BFM Small Top 10. Take it away, Amelia.
Take it away.
I almost feel guilty for writing that like that, but you know what? I don't, actually. So I'm joined today by Kiria, the brand new host of Freak the Sheep. You've been a DJ on 95 BFM for a bloody while now. And what are you going to be talking about? I'm gonna lower the bed so you can do a nice little announce. Today's small top 10?
I threw up some ideas, and I kind of, I guess, landed with this one, but it's still very kind of a weird idea.
Just.
So this is top 10, kind of a cooked, a bit weird, potentially some scary Midsummer Murder episodes.
Midsummer Murders!
But we're restricting it because, if you know, there's 20-odd seasons of Midsummer, and episodes are like...
I do know.
The episodes are 2 hours long.
Half of them are on my computer, and it's taking up a lot of space.
And I can't sadly review them all. So we're just sticking to the ones that have Gavin Troy.
Who is
DCI Barnaby, who's the main kind of detective. It's his little,
sidekick?
Sidekick, deputy...
His partner.
And I think a lot of the fans enjoy those first few seasons. There's a lot of...
Yeah.
I had a wee troll in people's favourites, and there's a lot of them. I think it's like seasons 1 to 6, and then there's one episode in season 7
that people have
Gavin Troy, and then the rest kind of get a little bit airy, a little floating. Yeah.
Did you grow up with Midsummer Murders? Because you are... It started around when you were born, right?
I didn't watch it till I was maybe like, I think 10.
Okay.
Or
because yeah, they showed it endlessly in repeats on Channel 1.
Well, I watched it on UK TV on the old Skybox.
Ooshlawa! Didn't realize we had fancy boys here tonight.
I mean, when you live far out enough that you can't get bloody analog little TV signals, then
I feel bad for saying that you were a fancy boy.
I mean, we were fancy enough that we didn't have TV. We had to get Sky. So.
Okay. I mean, this is a very like in between. I have no like metric for understanding how fancy that is.
Anyway.
Okay.
So I grew. I remember once it was just like, oh, watch this episode of this show. And then it just became a thing that my family did, and it was really great, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. That's so nice.
We're going to talk about some top 10, kind of a bit weird, a little bit scary, just weird episodes. We'll talk about why they're weird.
Let's crack into it.
10.
Number 10 is a episode called Death of a Stranger.
Okay.
And this one revolves around... I forget what it's called when the hounds go out and they go get the foxes and they're on
fox
the horse.
Hunting. Yes, that's illegal now, right?
Illegal?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Because it's cruel to foxes.
I guess it's also cruel to the dogs?
It's cruel to basically... And the horses.
And the horses. Anyway, the cooked thing about this is that there was a murder where someone... died from a horse being doped, and the horse kind of like went crazy and like ran off and then like jumped over this fence and then like crushed the guy, and then the guy died because the horse had been doped.
It's one thing to kill a person, you know, whatever, but it's a whole other thing to make a horse kill a person, and then the horse, I imagine, was killed.
The horse was fine because it had just been doped.
The horse survived.
Yeah, the horse... The survive.
Surely
yes.
They put down the horse. Okay, we're not going to question.
Well, they
realized
later
much.
That the horse had just been doped.
Okay.
There's also a tramp that got like smashed, clubbed to death with a piece of wood.
I don't love. There's a lot of like gratuitous side murders in Midsummer Murders, isn't there? There's like the main story, and then there's always like, and this person died grotesquely, and then sometimes they're like, it turned out it was unrelated.
There's always the ones that throw you off that you're like, oh, that's related, but it's just like, no, they just had a little beef with someone, and then that just happened.
I remember there's one about being old, and then it just turns out that everyone did just die of old age, and they spent the whole time. Anyway, let's move on to number 9.
Number 9 is an episode called Death in Disguise. And this one is a bit of an interesting one. I'm trying to remember why I picked this one, actually.
Death in Disguise. I mean, disguises are always interesting. What kind of disguise was it?
Well, the initial death was a guy just kind of fell down a flight of stairs and broke his neck, and they thought that it was intentional, but it actually was accidental. And I think
is the one with the cult.
Oh yes, yes, that was why. It's because there's a weird cult.
Oh, this one has a really transphobic joke in it, but otherwise is good.
Yes,
it's
this one's from the first.
Hey, we're getting a call. Do you want to take it to air?
Oh, yes. All right.
Hello, caller. You're on BFM.
Yes. Hi. I was just ringing up because Sid was talking about older people going clubbing.
Oh, no. I mean, we were not talking. I mean, we would. Okay. What would you like to say about that?
I'm 58 and I listen to George and I still go to gigs and clubs. So she has something to look forward to.
That's amazing.
Sick. That's so good. Well, lovely to hear from you.
And every time I go to Nick of the Woods, they know me by sight, and we always have a joke about asking for my ID.
That's rocking. That's amazing.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye.
Tell you what, I wish I could go to Nick of the Woods and have a rave just constantly.
Just right now.
Just constantly tired all the time. Okay. Just end up going to bed.
Okay, so Death in Disguise is the good one with the cult.
That's the one with the weird cult and a lot of...
Spoiler alert, turns out the hunky photographer with the cool mullet did it.
It's true, actually.
All right, yes. Okay, number eight.
Eight.
Number eight is actually the last episode that Gavin Troy was on, and it's a double murder.
Does he die?
He doesn't. He just leaves to become a big old detective on his own. He's a big boy now. Doesn't need to be a deputy. He's a big man. This one's called The Green Man, and it's an interesting one because it's like two murders, and then they both, Barnaby and Troy, go off and do their own.
Separate.
It's a separate episode, and it's it's pretty interesting.
So is it related to the Green Man, that like Wicker Man mythology figure person?
Well, it's very like Barnaby's mystery that he's solving is very like back in the 1800s.
Ooh,
you have to go back.
Spooky.
They dig. Oh, by the way, there's a lot of spoilers. For anyone who's not up with the times. They're in this kind of old train. Area, like a train tunnel, and then there's a big collapse, and they find the secret room where all these dead bodies are, and then they're like, oh no, these bodies have been dead for years, hundreds of years. But no,
please, I know there's lots of bodies here, ignore it, they're fine, they've been there for ages, no one's doing anything about it. It's a bloody mess.
But then Barnaby comes up and he's like, well, this one's got metal fillings.
So they must have been a recent alive.
Yes.
Oh, wow. I love Barnaby. He's smart.
Yeah. It's interesting because it's very like split and it's very hectic. But at the end, it's a bit sad because old Troy's bloody jumping the fence.
R.I.P. huge detective Troy.
Seven.
Number seven is Dark Autumn.
They have really good names.
They do. They all have like...
It's like evocative and like slightly gothic. I love it.
This one is I've watched a lot and I'm trying to remember which one this is.
I've seen a lot of murders in my time, kid. They all blend together in the end. It's all blood and teeth at the end of the day.
You've put me on the spot. Oh yes. No,
I
remember this one now. Now this one is it's based around the song that I chose.
Excellent! Yes.
But this one is about a bunch of murders that all revolve around this real creepy song. So whenever the murderer was like approaching, you'll hear this like little swing song kind of fade up, and then so you know that they're gonna die. And this one features someone getting crushed by like...
When you said creepy song, I just imagined Bad Guy by Billie Eilish. This person creeping around.
No, the song's called The Creep, which I guess we'll hear later. Okay. But this one features someone getting crushed by a writing desk in like an antique store.
That's so good.
And it's like the owner, because the owner gets a call and he's like, oh, meet me at my store, okay. And he like is living in this antique store because he got kicked out from his wife.
Yeah.
And then the song starts playing on this old turntable
Can you get Billie Eilish on vinyl?
Oh fuck, I don't probably. I mean, God, the kids these days, am I right? Anyway, and then he turns around and then sees one of his writing desks like wobbling, and he's like, and then fucking squishes him. It's great.
Nice.
It's a great death.
I love it.
It's very creative.
Okay.
Six.
Ooh, six. Number six is an episode called Painted in Blood, which...
Again, excellent titles.
This one's actually very interesting because there's only one death, and it's actually the death of...
This is slightly disappointing.
Well, okay, sorry. So the death is of a painter in this painting group that that Joyce Barnaby, of course, wife of
DCI.
Yeah. Barnaby. Anyway, one of the painter gets stabbed with I think it's like a chisel or something.
Oh, shit.
It actually turns out to be an undercover cop. Yeah. And then there's this whole other, so that's kind of like a split, there's like two split things happening where it's like, there's this one group of people that are trying to heist this money from a bank, or it's like a vault in a bank, and they're storing it in an old, ancient kind of cupboard.
Yeah.
They don't, like, the bank don't know.
A big old cupboard. Well, that's where I keep my money.
The bank don't know that it's actually being, there's money inside. They just think it's this old bit of furniture.
Old cupboard.
Anyway,
what's in that cupboard?
It's like
nothing.
It's like an odd, like, £80 million, I think, or something like that. There's a lot of money in there, anyway. Anyway, there's these cops that go in, and they're operating the case around this undercover cop that's died. And they're like, no, we're going to take over the case from here. They actually ended up trying to steal the money for themselves. It's all through a double crossing. There's this whole thing about. It's great. It's there's people trying to steal this money, and no, they don't. Hey, everyone gets caught.
But no one gets crushed by the cupboard.
No one gets crushed by this money. That would have been a great death. Yeah, just smashing open, and all these dollar bills just fly out.
Midsummer Murders writers, take note. All right, going to have your number six now.
Number six.
It is Forget You by Holly R4 featuring Descendant. It's 95 BFM. It's real good. Never stop clubbing.
Eyes. Young hearts can never prepare for them lonely nights. After you've been kissing and hugging and fucking, now you pull on your sheets, nothing. But walk into the streets to find something, but there's a hole in your heart that was taken by some loving. Help me find my loving, help me find it. Matter of fact, rewind it. Bring me the time I had back, fuck. Bring me the cash back, splashing with no splashback. Feeling like I'm the mad hat. Happiness, wish I had that. My bad, thinking I have that.
One day we'll talk about this. How I wanted you, and you were oblivious.
How I needed you.
Right now we live in my head, but I just gotta know. Do you ever think about me? All I think about is when we come together. You were just floating shade in my head. Don't you know you are my man? Breaking up my broken plan. You were just floating shade in my head.
Thank you.
Herakish there with Beautiful on a bit of a Neptune's Tip. Very into that. Before that, we had your number six, Holly R4. We are in the middle of the small top 10, and we are talking Midsummer Murders. And we got a message in, blood turns brown over time. Mm. I don't remember what we said, but if we implied that blood does not turn brown over time, I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
Have you two ever seen the film Color Me Blood Red?
No.
It's a early gore movie where this painter murders beautiful bikini-clad women and steals their blood to make paintings.
You might have maybe told me about this one.
It's by the director of The Gore Gore Girls.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Well, then yes, you've told me about it.
But I reckon he would have been really disappointed because he was there for the brilliant red. But his paintings would have just turned... Although brown over time, apparently.
Maybe stored the blood additives in a special way.
Additives.
Or preservatives?
Yeah, preservatives.
He basically went straight from abdomen to canvas, if the film is accurate.
There we go. Well, it's fresh as it
treats the canvas prior.
Oscar came in here looking even more serious than usual, saying, I would like to talk about rules. Oscar, what do you mean?
Don't worry. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
Tell you what, don't worry about it at all.
All right, does that mean we're ready to go into number five?
Are we going
to
do
a little recap. What so have we got
is,
so far? Midsummer Murders.
Midsummer Murder episodes that are a bit cooked or a little bit weird, a little bit scary, a little
Let's
bit
Let's say
mixed.
Best. Yeah. I want to say best.
Spooky.
I think that's a bit controversial, but I guess so. Best ones in different ways.
Notable. Top 10 notable.
Number 10 is Death of a Stranger.
Yes.
Number 9 is Death in Disguise.
A lot of death.
Number 8, The Green Man. Number 7, Dark Autumn. And we had number 6, is that right?
Yes.
Painted in Blood.
Painted in Blood. Wonderful.
Yeah. We've got number 5.
What? Oh, sorry, yeah. Excuse me.
That's right.
5.
There you go.
Number 5, Market for Murder. This is a very interesting episode. Starts off with someone's car getting ignited and like a car exploding, which is pretty crazy.
Oh, that's good. That sounds expensive. Usually Midsummer Murders, the deaths are quite low budget.
Yeah, this one, I mean...
Like, the furniture falling on someone is pretty on par for Midsummer Murders.
Just get some old furniture that no one cares about and just smash it on someone.
It's very, like, garden implements and, like, what's lying around the house could what do a murder.
That's true. This one's just, like, a rag and then a car just sets on fire. But the whole point of this episode is that there's a women's book club get together that happens. Ooh. But actually behind the scenes they're investing in the stock market.
Yes.
And they're doing quite well and they've got quite a healthy Ooh. Amount of money that they're getting is
but the
return.
Money corrupts them.
No, they actually some of them want out, but okay. Little do they know they can't get out. They're gonna talk about it with the rest of the group and they're not really happy about that. They just want their cut and they want to get out.
Please tell me the money corrupts them and then they do murder. But
actually most of them just end up dying.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if
so
I should give a
spoiler.
Should I give a spoiler?
Spoil it. Ruin it. Wreck it.
So one of the members does end up killing everyone and does get the money out, but it's because it's actually because they are in love with a lord and he's not being looked after by his wife. So she's like, here's all the money. We're gonna run away. I'm gonna look after you now, and it's all gonna be fine.
Today in British love stories.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's a pretty fucking. It's a great episode.
I'm in love with a dashing aristocrat. Only his wife will not care for him properly.
All right, next okay. one. I think.
Four.
This one's called Dead Man's 11. Features.
I like this one.
Features Gavin Troy football? Playing a bit of cricket, oh, which yes! is great.
This one's so good. There's an affair.
There's a death that happened like 9 years prior to it all happening, but it's kind of like a past death. And there's this whole big story about this death being really significant.
This is the one where the person falls off a cliff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's this. In the beginning, there's like a quarry, and then someone dies by explosion of a quarry. And there's
a guy what collects Nazi memorabilia. This episode has so much stuff in it.
Yes, and then people get pushed into this quarry, which is pretty. people are rooting, and then someone just like falls from the quarry and dies while they're having sex. It's real raunchy
stuff.
And
then they go and steal her expensive coins.
That's true. Yeah,
her antique coins.
Yeah. So this one's a bit. It all centers around like a cricket team, and yes. it's great. But yeah, Gavin Troy does a little bit of cricket,
and this. Scoring boy gets killed.
Scoring boy gets killed at the job. Right as he's scoring, he gets stabbed.
Do you know what? I've known a few scoring boys for cricket in my time, and usually they have a pretty foul attitude and could probably do with a little bit of a wake-up call like that, Woo! Honestly.
Mm, all right, okay.
Ooh. I'm throwing down the gauntlet.
Anyway, this next one is great. Okay.
Three.
Number three is called Death and Dreams. And it starts off with like with what looked like a suicide, and it's a pretty creepy, eerie beginning to the episode. But it actually turns out that the murderers for these ones are two girls, two real young girls, and then they're like I think younger brother or same age. But there's all these children just going around murdering.
This is the one with the dream sequence with a band uniform.
Yes.
I saw this one when I was very young, and it left a big impression on me.
Yeah.
And
all the deaths.
I got
really...
obsessed with the idea I was going to murder someone because I was a child.
The children.
I was not healthy.
The children end up drugging pretty much all of their victims, and they just all like. It's very dark, and it's very just like scary children running around killing people, and they're like. When they're being questioned, they don't know what's happening. They're all very flustered, but in the end, they're all just very twisted.
I feel like a scary child is scarier than a scary adult. Mm.
The youngest girl is very much thinks it's all a game, though. Doesn't really understand what's happening, and that's the scariest part.
All right.
Two.
We're getting into the nitty gritty. This one's great. I forgot about this one, and I had to put it on. It's The Electric Vendetta. This one's all revolving around UFOs. It's the most craziest episode. Anyway, so there's a lot of deaths around crop circles, and then the local ufologist says, "Oh yes, this is the work of extraterrestrials. Look, there's all these markings and stuff," and then there's been a bit of shaved head and a bit of like probing into the back. And
who could possibly harvest corn? Not a man couldn't do it. We just grow it.
Revolves a lot around
the aliens
people,
harvest
revolves a lot around people having sex, and all these bodies are naked as well. They end up dying.
Partly what I like about Midsommar Murders is how like kind of pervy and grotesque it is. It's like very UK tabloid. Mm. But there's always like incest and stuff.
Anyway, they were very confused about what the deaths, why these aliens, potentially alien murderers, were electrocuting their victims, because all of them had been electrocuted. It's very weird. But
look out, son! The aliens got bad electric. They'll do ya.
One of the deaths, this man like that he's having a rooting old time in the cornfield, goes back to his car. And tries to start his car, and his car's been hooked up to like mains electricity, and he just ends up shocking himself. But they do it; they film it in this way, which looks like really like you, like creepy aliens, and give shock. It's so funny. But it turns out his car's just hooked up to the mains, to the mains electrics, like right next to where he's parked. It's great. This one's it's especially.
Wait, so you're telling me there are not aliens?
No, there's not. No. It turns out the ufologist was just doing all those things.
Bad crimes.
Found the bodies before the police, and then just like ended up fucking them up to look like aliens had taken them. Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, well, it's all for, all for the tabloid sensational. Yeah.
Sensational. All right, do you have some honourable mentions, Kez?
I do. I had to chuck this one out because of Electric Vendetta and a few others, but this one's called Judgment Day. And I had to put it in because it has a young Orlando Bloom in it. And he's his character name is Peter Drinkwater, which I think is the best name. And he ends up getting stabbed through the heart with a pitchfork.
I like how many like recognizable, because I at one point in my life may still be a huge UK comedy nerd, and there's so many UK comedians in bit roles.
That's true.
Like the woman from Spaced and other stuff. I can't remember her name off the top of my head. Jessica Hines. She is like someone's fake girlfriend in an episode when they're really sleeping with their sister.
Oh, true.
And she's like their beard. It's really weird, and she just plays this like very stupid woman. It's very fun.
I have another one, which is an honorable mention, is The Pilot.
Yes,
which is strong. Amazing. And also written by Anthony Horowitz.
Oh, big man. Yeah. And big
a lot of the original episodes are written by Anthony Horowitz, and I tell you what, they're bloody good.
He's very excellent, and you can tell the ones written by him because they're extra good, and they've got even more like stupid titillation and like, oh, it was really, the man was wearing a wig and he was pretending to be his brother's wife's uncle.
Yeah, and I think they're the ones that are the most cooked.
Yeah, they've got all the bells and whistles.
Yeah, they've got the complete trimmings of a good murder mystery.
His like books about spies he wrote, there's always like a giant shark eats a man's hand off
that's
and
true.
Stuff.
Alex Rider.
Yeah, very excellent series of
good
books.
Old Anthony, eh?
If you've got a child who's interested in spies, hook him up with some Alex Rider books.
I love the, like, I Know What You Did Last Wednesday series and all those. They were great. Oh, man. I grew up on that, and that was great. That was good stuff.
A lot of love for Anthony Horowitz here on 95 BFM. Shout out to you, A-Dog. All right. Are we ready for number one?
Well, I sure am.
Okay.
Juan.
This is an episode called Destroying Angel, which you may know is a name of a poisonous mushroom, which features in this episode.
Oh.
But the main idea is that there's this hotel owner, and he has a big will, and there's a lot of money given to a lot of people, but last minute he changes the will, and a lot of people in the family aren't happy about that, so they gotta find this new will. Anyway, turns out that a lot of the deaths come about because of this whole puppet show that happens.
Oh, this is the Punch and Judy
this
one.
This is Punch and Judy. These puppets, and it's kind of where it's meant for children, but and in amongst the dialogue with Punch and Judy, there's a whole lot of like village gossip,
dirty jokes.
Yeah, and village gossip pops up about people having a root and stuff going on.
A lot of roots.
And so like all throughout the Punch and Judy show, there's a lot of what's it? It's little hints about the next murder, and then
I love a clue.
They realize that the script's been changed. They're like, I didn't write this. What's this? And then very spooky. Anyway, very good, very creepy puppets. They put on this weird voice, and it's like.
The other day I was researching historic gay slang, as you do, and partly a lot of it comes from Punch and Judy shows, but you know the honking sound that they make?
Yeah.
That was like a deadly industry secret, and no one knew how they did it.
Really?
And people would go to these shows and they'd be like, how is he going? They'd be like, oh my god, I've never heard such an unearthly sound, yet so human and telling of his emotional state. Well, how does he do it?
It was
for hundreds of years, no one knew. Punch and Judy is very interesting. It's a lot more interesting than a lot of people.
I got to mention the deaths in this because they're all pretty extravagant, so I feel like this is a good number one as well. In terms of the plot line. First death, one of the deaths suffocated with a pillow, which is pretty stock standard.
Solid, fairly.
Low budget.
That's how I do it.
Another one is
Nothing.
Another one is a shot with arrow in the chest, but they missed out the part where he was also moved across a bit of rope. into like a lake and then dropped into a lake. And then so he was also found resurfacing by a child, which is pretty traumatic. Another one consumed poisonous mushrooms, which is this destroying angel mushroom.
Yeah.
Another one crushed by a large cabinet. So that's another
Turns out that
someone had removed the screws which were holding it up and then tried to get a drink. It was like a liquor cabinet. Tried to get a drink out and then just like fell. Just crushed him.
I only have furniture in my house that's small enough that it would only minorly injure me. Mm. Could break a leg, maybe.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Next one was shotgun blast to the chest, which is pretty gruesome.
Oh.
And last one was the killer who overdosed on prescription meds, which is a bit...
Well, that's
bit,
sad, that one. Sad. I think that's sad.
A bit sad ending, but, I mean, it's a hectic episode. Yeah, I don't even know what to say about that one anymore.
According to a texter, did Orlando Broom get killed by a pitchfork?
In a TV series, not in real life.
Clarification.
Okay.
But yes, in the episode Judgment Day, I think. Yes, Judgment Day. Orlando Bloom, playing a character called Peter Drinkwater, gets stabbed through the heart with a pitchfork. Sounds like I'm just like doing a Cluedo readout. Yeah. Just
in the library.
In the field while rooting with the electricity.
And the aliens.
Okay. This is all excellent, but you've brought along a song, Kedia, play that's representing your list. What have you got for us?
This is a track called The Creep by Ted Heath, and it's actually played on the, number six?
Okay.
I think.
Sick.
10, 9, 8, no, number 7. Number 7, Dark Autumn. And this is the song that's played before The Killings. It's called The Creep, very fitting.
This is Bad Guy by Billie Eilish.
The Creep.
You're listening to 95 BFM.
A satisfying and justified ranking of that thing. The 95 BFM Small Top 10.